Okay.
Du kan være her nå i tilfelle jeg får noen spørsmål som jeg ikke vet hvordan jeg skal håndtere.
Hello everyone, good morning. Welcome to this lecture on Introduction to INSEA. My name is Nina Kotte. I am a communications advisor at the Faculty of Computer Science, Mathematics and Electrical Engineering in Trondheim. And this is my colleague, Åshild Berg. She's from the Faculty of Humanities, also a communications advisor. I've been asked to do this lecture in English. As you can hear. Also been told that it's supposed to be recorded. Because there is a thesis defense. Excellent. At INSEA, at least in theory, you will find all the internal information for students and employees at NTNU. This lecture will cover the following topics. I will talk about information pages, I will talk about messages, and I will tell you about how to update and change your profile page and why you should do that. To start with the very beginning, how do you access INSEA? You can do that by accessing the NTNU web page. There is a menu both in the Norwegian and the English page. Sorry, but this is the Norwegian address. If you want to use the English address, it's ntnu.edu. Or you could type the address INSEA NTNU.no, or you can actually just Google INSEA and NTNU intranet will probably be your first hit. Good morning. So this is what INSEA probably looks like the first time you access it. It will probably be in Norwegian. There's a button on the top right corner. It says English. Press that and you will access the English version. INSEA consists of three different pages. It's the My page, What's Happening, and My profile. Usually the first thing you would see at INSEA is the messages. And let me start by saying that as of right now, it seems that they are all in Norwegian, which is due to a bug. We just recently upgraded INSEA and the title suddenly turned very short. So when the messages are in both Norwegian and English, you will see that there's usually the Norwegian title first and then there's a slash and then there's the English title. Problem is, you can't actually see if there's an English translation. Because I'm sorry to say, that's not always the case. But for the time being, you just have to assume that there is an English translation and hope for the best. So sorry about that, they are working on fixing it. The messages on INSEA are meant to replace email lists. I assume that you probably have something like all employees at Høyskolen or all employees at the department and so on and so on. And I think we can all relate to the problem with your email inbox going completely nuts, right? You're laughing. Usually someone laughs at this point. There's like an email to everyone, and then someone answers with a question to everyone, and then someone answers back with another reply to everyone, and then someone starts saying, could you please stop typing this to everyone, and so on, and so on. So my email inbox tends to go full and tends to stress. This is a lot less stressing. First of all, it's not invasive. You have to go there to check the messages. And also, if everyone who has ever used Facebook will recognize the way this is working. So and you can reply to a message and you can have a discussion, but if it's not really interesting, you don't have to bother about it. So this is sort of Facebook for NTNU. The messages are organized in channels, and a very few of them are mandatory to read. Alle ansatte, all employees, those are messages from NTNU to all of us. Also, there is the channel called NTNU in Gjøvik, which is for all of you. Will that be the name of the channel after the 1st of January too? Yeah, okay. And those are the only ones that are obligatory. But there are a lot of channels that you can choose to read. For instance, Universitetsavisa, which unfortunately is only in Norwegian. But that's the university newspaper. And I'll come back to several of the others. If you want to read a message, you click the title, and the message appears. If it's in English, then the Norwegian text will be at the top and the English text will be at the bottom. At the My page, messages are organized in channels. So you will see these are the last messages for NTNU and Gjøvik, the last messages for alle ansatte, and so on. If you go to what's happening, there are still messages, the same messages, but they are organized by date and time. And if you ask someone at NTNU what you prefer to read, then half of them will say my page and the other half will say what's happening, which is the reason why we kept both of them. Over here you will see what are the channels you are subscribed to. There are some useful channels that you should know about. As I say, alle ansatte, the channel names are in Norwegian, so the English translation is just for your information. That's not the name of the channels. Then we have alle studenter, and you are free to subscribe to that channel as well. And everyone who works with students, I would recommend to subscribe to alle studenter, because it's very useful to know what is the information that our student gets. But alle studenter, obviously all students except yours, because the reason for that is that your students will not have access to INSEA until August 2016. And the reason for that is both technical and political. The technical, yes. Well, actually, we use It's Learning at NTNU, and what we see is that for the individual lecturer, whether they prefer to communicate with their student at It's Learning, or Frontier in your case, or INSEA, it depends. So the most important thing is that they choose only one. So for the lecturers to communicate with their students, feel free to continue using Frontier. Actually, what we use INSEA for is more like general information. That is for the whole program, and especially things that comes from NTNU. So, but some of the lecturers will use INSEA. Just yeah, the general information will be on INSEA. Yeah, okay. But as I said, the students will not have access to INSEA. The reason for that is that it's not possible until they're all part of the student database, which will be, I think, in March or April. And then we consider, well, teaching them a new system while they're reading for their exams, not a good idea. So the students will be at INSEA from August. Then we have PhD defenses, all of them at everyone at NTNU. Conference and seminar and guest lectures, courses and training for employees. Whether or not these are in English depends on the language for the event, actually. Universitetsavisa, which I already mentioned, is in Norwegian. Also, Rector's blog, sometimes in English, sometimes only in Norwegian. Open positions, I would highly recommend Gemini, which is a magazine for research news. It's owned by NTNU and SINTEF, and it's actually a very good channel to disseminate your research. Because Gemini in itself, read mostly by people with special interest for research, but what actually happens is that the national media often picks up stuff from Gemini and other print it directly or use that as a means to get their own news out. So Gemini, very, very, very effective way to disseminate your research. Dion, the interest group for PhDs at NTNU, and all the faculties and all the departments at NTNU have their own message channel. Me, coming from IME Fakultetet, I already know that I will be collaborating with you. No matter how the NTNU will look like a year from now, we will be probably at the same faculty. Which means that I will, now I'm already reading NTNU and Gjøvik, I would highly recommend those of you who are interested in what happens at IME faculty to subscribe to the faculty channel, because we already now know that we will be at the same part of NTNU probably a year from now. So subscribing to the faculty channel or department channel for a faculty or department that you already now know that you will probably work with, I will recommend that very much. Okay, to subscribe to a channel, you use the channel button, and then you type, you need to know the name of the channel, either just one word or the whole name. You type the name, and for instance, if I want to subscribe to Rektoratets blog, I do like this, click the channel I want to subscribe to. As you can see, there's an X, it means that you can unsubscribe. There are two without access. It's Alle Ansatte and, okay, sorry, I use this for HIST, but those are the two that are mandatory. I subscribe, the new channel will be put in the list here, and messages from 2 months back will be put in my newsfeed. For some channels, I can type messages. Whether or not I can write something in a channel depends on what the administrator of that channel says. For instance, no one can type to Alle Ansatte. There is like four or five people who has access to that channel. But a lot of the other channels I can do type messages to. Click the new message button, choose the channel that you want to say something in. I'm now going to post a question on INSEA questions and answers. How do I change my profile photo? So I type the message, I publish it, and it will turn up in the news feed of everyone who's subscribing to that channel. If someone reads my message and knows the answer to what I'm asking or has a comment or such, there's a comment field in every message that you can type your comment in. And if someone has posted a comment to your message, you will have a note, you will be notified. That means either someone posted a comment to a message that you wrote, or someone posted a comment to a message that you have also commented on. You will see the actual comment, and if you click it, you will come to the message. There are different types of messages. Well, technically they're all the same, but we use them in different ways. There are news messages. NTNU had the Nobel Prize, which was actually quite a lot of news messages, or someone was just promoted to professor, or just things that are news related. Then there's the practical info. Remember to, if you want to have some of your holidays transferred to next year, please remember to do that before the deadline. Then there's like communications between people, as I just posted. I want to know how I do this. Well, you can do it this way. And then there's events. If you have something that has a fixed time and date, you can make an event message on it. And as you can see, there's calendar information at the bottom of the message. This is an invitation to a workshop that was earlier in November. And you can put the date and time where it's being held. And also there's a calendar icon. So anyone who wishes to attend this workshop can click the iCal symbol, and this event will be put in your calendar. no matter what calendar you use, it can be your Google calendar, it can be your work calendar, as long as it can read iCal. So this is a very practical way to make it easy for people to attend, and also, which is a very good thing, this is also can also be connected to the NTNU web. When the date comes close, this event will be put on the front page of NTNU. If you have an event that you think more people should know about, that has some general interest, you should talk to Maria, because she's the one who can put events on the front of the NTNU web. But you should also know that calendar events can be put on actually any kind of NTNU webpage. So if it's relevant, you can put it on your faculty page, your department page, the web page for your research group, or wherever this is relevant. So talk to Maria if you would like this done. She will help you. Obviously, messages concerns the day-to-day activities. There are also static information, the information pages that you can access when you need a certain kind of information. I usually say that the most important part of INSEA is the search field. Because INSEA is, sorry. Most info at INSEA can be easily accessed by searching for it. If I want to do my travel expenses, I can always click till I find the right page, but actually just typing travel expenses is by far the most effective way to go there. Obviously, it helps if you are familiar with the information on INSEA to know what you can actually search for. Until you are a familiar user, use the topics field. The information at INSEA is organized in topics. There's the main topics: teaching, research, administration, employment, service, and so on. And let me start by showing you this one. Get Started at NTNU is a page that is written for you. It's an information page for employees at Høgskolen who are now turning into NTNU employees. So on this page you will find practical information that is very relevant to all of you, and I would recommend that you all read this. It's it'll be updated regularly to with new dates and new information, but a lot of the questions that we get now, they are answered here. Oh, feel free to ask them anyway, but you will probably find a lot of your answers here. At the topics page you will find a lot of the things that people need. And what you will see is that the information pages are, well, they're very topic organized. If, for instance, you are a new PhD student and you enter the PhD planning page, you will find information that covers all of the PhD period. This is information on what is it that you need to know when you're new to your PhD. Information for new employees, how do you start your PhD period. This is information that most PhDs needs during their PhD period, and this is what you do when you finished. Also, this is information that is relevant for all PhD students at NTNU, but most of the faculties also have specific information for only this faculty. For instance, with our faculty you also need to fill in this form and you need to consider this date and so on. So all of that information is also gathered here. So this is supposed to be everything you need as a PhD at NTNU, well, at least in theory. There are a lot of information pages, topic pages like this. For instance, if you are traveling, this is what you need before you go. This is things that can be useful while you are away, and when you return, this is the information you need, for instance, to do your travel expenses. If you need to purchase something, purchasing at NTNU can be well, there are some rules and things to know about. This is important to know for everyone who needs to purchase something. A page that might be very relevant to you now is the logos and templates. I assume that some of you has, for instance, PowerPoints that needs to be updated with the NTNU templates. PowerPoint templates are here. Also, if you need to use a logo, there are plenty of them in, and please use the ones that you find here. NTNU is quite particular on the use of logos. So, but this might be useful for you now. There are lots of different pages. This is the one explaining how to use the email and calendar. All of this is like top level information overview, but obviously the information is also in detail. For instance, how do I add a signature to my email? Yeah, well, you do it like this. So, and INSEA is full of precisely this kind of information. How do I do this? Well, you do it exactly like this, and this, and this, and this. But as I said, use the search field. We're always working on improving the search. Sometimes if you do not find the information that you look for, at the bottom of every page at INSEA you will find an email address to urakel@ntnu.no, if you're looking for information at INSEA and can't find it, please just type a short email to Orakel and tell them what you were looking for and also maybe what you were searching for. Sometimes the information exists, but we need to make the search better. Sometimes the information doesn't exist. And we would like tips on what people actually want to use on INSEA. But if you know what to search for, very effective, instead of clicking to find the signature page, just type signature and there it is. What you should also know is that all the information at INSEA, not the messages, but the information pages, they're open to the public. Which means that you can access them from Google, you can send the link, the URL, to people not employed at NTNU. So all this information is public. Sometimes, if you can't find something using the search field on INSEA, actually searching Google, signature in email, NTNU, will be at least as effective. Some of the most used tools at INSEA you can find on the bookmarks. The bookmarks you will find on my page to the right. The bookmarks consists of three parts: my unit, personal, and NTNU. These are the bookmarks for Gjøvik. No. Did I? Oh, but I went to okay. Probably been changed. This is the test page. So sorry about that. Oh, sorry. Okay, but you will find here links to tools that are for Gjøvik. Could you just tell what are the bookmarks that you will find there? Can you remember? Usually I would assume to find, for instance, your fronter here. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To... Okay, yeah. But links to tools that you need. Good. Excellent. Okay, so these are the one for Gjøvik. Some of the most used tools for NTNU you will find here. Kristin, Eforte, PAGA, which is the Lønns- og personalsystem. That's where you get your money from. So some of the most used, and also a little further down, the webmail and so on. So if you're looking for something, try the bookmarks on NTNU. Some of the most used bookmarks you will find here. There you will find a link to how to book a room, the webmail, report absence, travel claim, travel expenses. You need to know that none of these will work for you until January, when you are actually on the NTNU PAGA. So for now, these are kind of useless, but from January, they will be help. Except it's learning. We're working on a solution, but this one, not so helpful. This one? Okay, you can download the Office 365, being an NTNU employee. Very, very useful. Okay, so that one works. Probably also this one, because this is just general information. But lots of them doesn't work until January. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about your profile page. You're both administration and researchers, or mostly researchers? Brilliant. Okay, but you're aren't they always? Okay, because I'm going to show you two different kinds of profile page. This is an excellent example of a profile page for a researcher. This is Kristin Ytterstad Pettersen. She's a professor at the Department of Engineering Cybernetics. And she does a lot of international work, so she needs a very good page in English. What you need to know is that not now, but let's say a year from now, if you Google your name, the thing that will most likely be on top of the Google search is your NTNU profile page. And the reason for that is because the NTNU site is such a huge website and it's referred to a lot, so Google gives it a high ranking. So probably this is the page that people will find if they Google your name, which is important, especially if you are a researcher. So this will be your window to the rest of the world. This is your personal marketing page. So if anyone reads your article or listens to one of your lectures or simply just have heard about you, this is what they will find. So make sure this is good. What you will see is that Kristin has a short general introduction, and then she focuses on her research interest, her ongoing projects, make it a short CV, actually, just with make sure to focus on who am I as a researcher or who am I as a lecturer. Sometimes the focus group for your English page and your Norwegian page can be two different groups. For instance, you might focus your English page on other researchers, on Norges Forskningsråd, Horizon 2020, depending on what you actually want to achieve. And your Norwegian page can be focused on students. For instance, if you want to promote your, if you have supervision or what are your classes. So that's perfectly acceptable. And for those of you who do not really type Norwegian that often, it's also perfectly acceptable to have only an English page. But what we would like you to do then is to have at least one sentence on the Norwegian page that says, please see my English page for more information, which is important because the Norwegian page might be the one on top. So, but it's perfectly acceptable to have this information only in English. This is an example of a page for someone who is at the administration. This is Tone Kvenil. She's in charge of the website, NTNU. And she focuses on what she's doing, what is her responsibilities. her fields of expertise. And both of them has a very good picture. I'm going to say just a few words on pictures. First of all, we would like you to have one and make it a good one. Because if you do this properly, this will look professional. Your department will look professional if there's good pictures and they are used well. This is the list of employees for a department. It can look either this way or it can look this way. But as you can see, good pictures make a good impression. When you pick a picture, consider these. Use a portrait. Use a neutral picture with no, what was the word I'm looking for? Avoid disturbing elements. Disturbing elements might be your spouse, your children, your bicycle. your bicycle, fish, beverages, certainly, mountaintops and sunsets. A neutral portrait is by far the preferred alternative. So what I said was be sporty and or funny on Facebook. We love it when... Well, it's actually bloody charming, but I wouldn't really recommend it. But I love the picture. Absolutely love it. Make sure you use it on Facebook. the resolution should be minimum 200 by 200 and a maximum 400 by 400. And if the picture is square, it's easier, but that's not really that important. Okay, so to change your profile page, go to My Profile. There's a change button, and if you press it, you will have Norwegian text and the English text. And if you update both of them, you have updated both your English and your Norwegian profile page. To change the photo, press the change photo and just choose the file that you want to use for your profile picture. Make sure it's not too big. As I said, at maximum 400 by 400, and obviously the reason for this is that we are quite a lot of employees at NTNU, so if everyone uses a large picture, then it will be very slow. You position the picture how you want it. If the picture is square, then this will happen automatically, otherwise you might need to adjust it. And there's your picture. I forgot to tell you one thing. There's the publications. If you are researchers, or actually if you have any kind of publications in Kristin, they will be added to your profile page automatically. This will not be the case for you until after the 1st of April, which is the reason for this is that they are finishing the 2015 year, and then you will have your publications. But the publications will be there eventually, and it will happen automatically. In the meantime, you can edit some of your contact details. For instance, as of right now, there's your email. What you will see is, if you access your profile page now, is that you will see it's a bit short on contact information. Your telephone number is missing, there is no your room number and such. The reason for that is that this is this information comes from Paga. So that will also be added to your profile page automatically in January. But as of right now, your email address is there. That's not a problem. If anyone tries to use your NTNU email address now, it will be transferred directly to your HIG address. And from January, that will be switched. As I said, your phone number and office address will be empty. That will come automatically. Further down the page, your title. You're actually welcome to change the title, but if you are an associate professor and change it to professor, your salary will not increase. So, the reason why you can change your title is that sometimes your title doesn't really tell people who you are. Because the title comes also from Paga. So in my case, it says just senior advisor, and I've changed it to communications advisor because that makes more sense. If you want to your title to be associate professor in mathematics, that's perfectly fine. But you may not be the dictator of Jøvik. You may actually also change your name. Again, please do not choose Donald Duck. But if you have like a very long name that no one knows you by, then please feel free to change it to whatever people think that your name actually is. And if you have like a nickname that everyone knows, please feel free to add that. You may add your CV. There are two fields for URLs that you can use. Actually, you can use as many URLs as you want to in the text, but these two will have a prominent place on your page. You can add your LinkedIn address, your Twitter, your Facebook, actually also your Google Plus if someone still uses that. And if you do that, this is how your CV and I think this is Facebook and LinkedIn. Thank you. So this will look like this is your profile page. Okay, are there any questions? Because otherwise I've shown you what I meant to tell you. Does this look useful? Good. Yeah. Sorry. No. That was just changing the name. No, my name is Nina. But the picture is me though. Anyone else? Questions? In that case, I'll just say thank you for your attendance and very good luck.